When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm in
now. Gabby.
Wait.
Zach.
Yes.
Lizzie.
Hey. Lizzie.
Confirmed.
Remy on tech.
Remy on the keys.
I was just going to say that. Oh.
We're having
Remy
a good time.
Remy on the keys, Lizzie on drums, and Zach and Gabby on vox.
I'm the lead singer.
I'm all of the background dancers. Do you see it?
Yes.
This is such a great way to segue.
We both just now, 5 minutes before the podcast, are you okay?
No, I'm freaking out.
We just watched the Usher halftime performance.
The Usher spectacular.
That was the Usher spectacular. I can't believe Apple Music presents the Usher spectacular.
I know this is an audio medium, but I need to do something that I've wanted to do for minutes, but we can't talk about it. He was doing body rolls.
This was his performance.
Can you believe that sometimes all it takes is a hot guy dancing?
When he had just a handheld mic and was literally grooving around Alicia Keys,
smooth groove.
It was smooth groove.
He was smooth grooving, smooth jazz, real nice now. It was nice.
It was real hot, real smooth jazz, hips, body.
And then to go after, in front of America, if not the world, world being America, America being the world, in roller skates. Sorry.
First of all, it started. And it was immediately, we're in a circus, okay? Before we even see Usher, we are in a circus.
A Moulin Rouge, if you ask me.
And then the camera slowly goes to present Usher dressed like a bride. seated on a chair.
With one glove,
which Usher, no offense, it's been done. Lose the glove.
Yeah, of course Usher's doing it. It's like Usher.
Usher, the glove is not you. The glove is someone else, but it's okay. Fine, have a crystalline glove.
Yeah.
And then he starts grooving. He starts being the Usher we know and love. And then the circus thing sort of goes, and then we're on roller skates.
That, the beginning, when they're like, he's like, you know, he's just coming out. And then there's like a bunch of like random girls dressed like, hear me out, lo-fi in characters. Not full characters.
They weren't Vegas showgirls. They were Atlantic City showgirls.
Yeah, and they were kind of like dressed in an outfit that says whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
there was one moment right when he starts coming down from his pedestal.
Yeah.
And he just sort of like looked and smiled at a group of showgirls. And they were like,
remember when that guy just exploded out into the air from another group of guys?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, men reproduce by budding, clearly. Okay. I was like, that's how gay guys reproduce. A bunch of them get together and then one just goes, boom! Like, yay!
Yay! Yeah. I'm here now.
I'm here, I was made.
And the fact that it went from circus to roller skates.
Roller disco.
I'm sorry, circus to classical piano on stage.
To the clock. The clock thing was cool.
It was very, what's that Nicole Kidman movie where she's riding a dragon in the sky?
The Golden Compass.
With the monkey. The evil monkey, the atheist movie. Remember the scare?
Yes.
Remember the atheist scare?
That movie was actually about Christianity.
They should have been scared.
They win. Yeah.
And then it was the Golden Compass. Then we went into full roller skates where Usher was literally being adorable.
Really cute.
When he went through that guy's legs, I was like,
there was nothing more like cool and casual about his performance. It's almost like they told it like 45 minutes, the person didn't show up, and they're like, what are we going to do? And Usher was like, I could help. Crushed it.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing it in a casual way where it was coming right out of his soul.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, I got it. Everyone in the stadium, put on the most random costume you own. Come in, we'll work it into the show.
You know, he has like a chest full of a bunch of different costume pieces. Like, yeah. Everybody pick one.
Okay, you're a showgirl. You're a robot. You're a DJ. You're a alien.
Oh,
you're
that guy
rainbow.
With like the Tron helmet. I was like, there is no aesthetic, and that's the aesthetic.
Yeah.
It was in Vegas.
Also, when Lil Jon popped out in a crew of people, I fucking screamed. And then obvious cameo from Ludacris.
Oh my god.
I was foaming at the mouth waiting for yeah to start. Foaming. And he looked amazing. He had a full afro.
Looks great. We've
never seen Ludacris with that cut.
Oh, that cut?
We've never seen him with that cut.
I love that they're all still friends.
I also thought about that. I love how they were all one day being like, we'll do the Super Bowl in someone's unfinished basement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut to now. They're all like, hey.
Alicia Keys with the dress cape.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. You know, the funny thing is I did watch a thing on YouTube. Classic Zach.
Yeah.
Sort of classic Zach power move. I saw this Super Bowl and I was like, what if I go on YouTube and rewatch it? She was off key live. And
well,
then
the first
they switched
note.
It.
Yeah, the first note really? She fucked up.
Her
voice cracked.
Well,
note.
She's probably so nervous.
Totally.
Imagine us doing a live pod at the Super Bowl. We'd crush it.
We'd fucking crush it. We'd be completely on key. It killed me when Usher took his shirt off. Obviously, I watched this all on this Manhattan's MTA subway.
Yeah, already the horniest subway. Place in New York.
I couldn't scream, so my eyes released tears. So I was sitting there looking like I went through a divorce, and I was watching it like this. I was trying not to scream, so tears just started flowing down my face.
I think you're allergic to your mascara.
I think so too. I was looking around and people were giving me looks because I was audibly screeching and laughing. I was laughing and crying, and I'm sure every man was like, oh, that poor girl's
that
going
poor
through a breakup.
Girl.
And every girl's like, she's watching the Usher halftime.
Usher?
Usher?
Usher. I was also making audible like
I was screaming.
Something's hitting me is that everybody's like, that was such a great halftime show. I don't think this is just like a getting older thing where you're like, music nowadays doesn't sound like that good. Because I'd even say music before the period of 2002 to 2009 was bad as well. That was the renaissance of pop music. Hip-hop's smooth groove.
Yeah. Hip-hop's smooth groove into pop. Usher, no one will ever do it like Usher.
Right.
And don't forget, Usher discovered Justin Bieber on YouTube.
Totally.
You're welcome, by the way.
You're welcome, by the way, from Usher.
Yeah, my gift to you.
Oh,
Usher,
my God.
Usher, my eighth grade graduation song was Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, that's
so
good. So
when I received my diploma from graduating from nothing, by the way.
Yeah.
Eighth grade graduation.
Not one for sure.
That's not one. I was on stage receiving my diploma that said LOL.
Yeah, yeah.
And literally grinding on other children to the song by Usher.
They let us grind a little too much.
They
back
let
then.
Us grind
I will
way
be
too
clear
early.
Clear about that. I was looking back at the memories I got. It was with a girl too. Everybody else is doing it.
I'm grinding with I'm 12, grinding with another 12-year-old with my hands on the floor.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Like,
What?
If I walked into that, I'd be like, oh
my God.
I would like pull the plug. You
it's
know
like
what
Brave
I mean?
New World.
Yeah, it is just like Brave New World. Good literary
my
reference.
God.
My God.
People love to forget because I look like this and act like this that I read.
And say the shit you say.
Yeah. But I will say, and then of course, through the circus to classical piano to roller skates to DJ booth robots. And then ending in nightclub with all your best friends and relations. That performance was so La Podcast.
Yeah.
It was so La Podcast coded where I thought, did we like riff this on one of our episodes and he heard it and he was like, oh, I'll just do that.
He did do a body thing one time that I was like, TM, that was us.
That was us.
He was like,
yeah.
He did like
he was dancing a little too insane at
that. Yeah.
What moments when he didn't need to dance, he was like,
I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna
when
do
when he
that.
Took his shirt off and his voice cracked because it was so iconic that even he couldn't live in that
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, he was like, my body's insane.
He's like,
I'm
my body's
amazing.
Insane. I'm 45. How old is Usher?
I don't know.
I think he might even
he's
be
like 45.
50.
I think he's 46.
He is 45.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, of course.
I met him once.
Really?
Wow. At the backstage, the same time I cried in Taylor Swift's arms.
Oh,
oh my God.
Big night.
You met everybody at the Super Bowl.
I met everyone. It was my Super Bowl. It was Z100's Jingle Ball.
That's right.
And I cried in Taylor Swift's arms. I met Macklemore. I met that other one that looks like Macklemore, Aaron.
Skrillex?
No. How did you get that? Stop. He was like YouTube? The hot frat boy sort of rapper that came up around the time of
hot frat boy rapper.
Yeah. Aaron. He had a song about drinking.
Cool. Narrows it down, yeah, for sure.
Lil Aaron?
No.
Aaron May?
Ari May.
Ari May. Yeah. I met Ari May.
Can you believe I cried in his arms?
I cried in Ari May's arms. Sweet Catholic woman.
So is Taylor Swift as tall as they
Kesha.
Say?
She is really tall, and she was clearly anorexic at the time. Okay. She was like, I mean, I was thin and young, and she was like scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was back then when no one was watching.
But she's taller than me.
Wow.
And you're, but you're so petite and short.
Exactly. And I'm tiny. And I met Kesha.
Yes.
A rock and roll.
Oh, like OG TikTok Kesha, which was the best one. It looked like someone puked on her. Like, she looked insane. It looked like a clown puked on her.
I like her, like, oily aesthetic.
Me
like,
too.
It was very much, like, grunge puffy pop. And, like, oily.
Yeah, she looked like literal shit. And my dad was so excited to meet her for some reason. Because he was like, you're crazy. And then I met Usher.
Rocks.
And it was really, and I met John Mayer that night as well.
Okay, fucking awesome.
Anyone else?
Anyone else?
It was literally the Jingle Ball, guys. Everyone's there.
Everyone was there.
Everyone was there. Meeting Usher was just so, like, his daughter was there as well, and we all were just chatting in a circle, and I was like, this is awesome.
This is life.
Have him on the pod.
I'd love Usher on the pod.
We'll get him on the pod.
We'll call him Gusher.
Also,
another
podcast moment from the Super Bowl that we haven't talked about yet. Was Miss Reba singing the national anthem?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't see
Reba.
Oh
my God, girl.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it.
It was, to me, I was watching it being like, our honorable Reba judge presiding.
Judge Reba.
She was great.
Came all the way from the girl world.
Came all the way from girl
traveled
world to do the national anthem.
Traveled through portals to get to. Wait, I thought, what's his name sang it? The tattoo face guy.
No, he sang like a God Bless America type of thing.
How many times are they doing?
They do like three.
How many American Spectacular
they do
songs
like
we have to?
Two or three songs, including the national anthem.
Really?
I mean, I'm not
going
to lie.
They do like the Black National Anthem, then they do, I think, God Bless America, and then they do the national anthem.
Who did the Black National Anthem?
It was, who was her name? Andra Day.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Can we see a picture of her in a sparkly outfit?
Is she in a sparkly outfit in front of millions?
Oh, she's stunning. Wow.
Yeah,
oh
my God,
wow. She got her buccal fat out. She looks amazing.
Yeah. She's
Are people still
really
doing
amazing.
That? Getting the buccal fat?
Yeah.
Apparently it's bad for you, but like I think it looks good every single time.
I think it will age extremely bad because you naturally lose your buccal fat as you get older.
Yeah, but maybe you could
so
just
everyone's gonna look
put
like
it back
Skeletor.
In. That's awesome.
Shout out.
Yeah.
One more thing about the Super Bowl and Usher.
Go ahead.
And it is about that song, I Want to Make Love
in this club.
Listening to the lyrics, it's a love song.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a romantic.
He's like, I want to make love in this club.
In this club.
Yeah.
And then he's like, because I miss you.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Depth of that storytelling is that, like,
do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Like, this is about childhood love as well.
Like, the layers of storytelling masquerading as a party club song. Literally.
Only Usher can do it. Only Usher can say, even in a club, I can fall in love.
I want to make love in this club because I miss you.
Because I miss you.
Because I miss you and I miss you so bad. And I'm acting a fool at this club.
We both work so much. I only have time to see you in this club. And hey, I miss you.
I miss you. And I'm going to do something bad.
Bad.
Because I don't know what to do with myself. Because your love makes me feel crazy. Beautiful sentiment.
Because I work in business, you're a night nurse, and our schedules don't line up. So the only time I can finally see you is in this club.
Club.
I fucking miss you.
I'm going to make love right now. Oh, my God. This is La Podcast.
This is after all. La Podcast.
Because apparently all that was like a football game. I don't know.
I didn't watch the football game, obviously. That being said, my algorithm, because I talk about Travis Kelce so much, my algorithm is now a lot of Taylor Swift mm-hmm. and Travis Kelce mm-hmm. Because it makes me sick. And it mm-hmm. and it's actually starting to make me sick.
Yeah.
But and it has for a while.
Yeah.
But Travis Kelce grew out his beard and I think he looks less hot now. So I bet something's
happened.
Me.
Something's happened. He's looking less hot.
Well, famously, when you get into a relationship in the early days, you start to lose yourself.
And she's just a pop star, so like that's the only buffer holding her back.
But he looks bad, agreed?
He's looking bad, I
think.
It's
the facial hair. I bet he'll shave it now that he's done with the
Super
Bowl.
I want to be very clear.
Oh, maybe it was a superstition thing.
It was a superstition thing. I would 100% bet money on it. Oh. Men do weird
so special,
things.
You know?
Yeah, because the beard is what's going to...
I'm so... Well, okay, the world's on fire. We're on the verge of three wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rent just sucked. Fucking high.
Rent's high.
Wages slowing down. Okay.
Rent's high. Wages low.
I could not care less about Taylor Swift. And if I see her face one more time in the news, I think I might scream.
Well, what's happening?
Journalists should not be talking about Taylor Swift.
Well, I'm sort of obsessed with these AI headlines that are coming out that are like, Taylor and Travis join together once again at Super Bowl to fall love with them.
To fall love
and
with
them.
And
it's like on like extra Instagram. Yeah. And you're like, what bad AI wrote that?
I don't know. Every time I see something about Taylor Swift in the news, I'm like, someone check in on someone.
Well, I think
they're trying to distract us. Yeah.
I'm whatever about her, but I think her stylish should be shot and killed.
Yeah.
I think whoever is dressing her right now should be publicly executed on TV.
Did we talk about this on the podcast already that we're clothes wear her?
What?
Like someone was saying that about Taylor Swift.
That clothes wear her. No, I mean, her outfits are atrocious. Did you see what she wore to the Super Bowl? Girl!
Oh, sure.
The last good thing she's ever worn was in the Love Story music video.
When she was wearing ball gowns exclusively.
Exclusively yeah. ball gowns. She has a face and a décolletage for ball gowns. That's yeah. nothing to shy out about.
Don't shy out about that.
There's nothing
don't
to shy out about
shy that. Away. Don't shy away.
What an honor that would be in Elizabethan England. We live in 2024, bitch. Yes. Yeah.
Bitch, she dresses so well. Here's the thing: she was like a dork in high school, and that's so clear, by the way.
Oh yeah, it couldn't
and
be clearer.
She was bullied.
Couldn't be clearer.
Yeah, and now she's really trying to be cool, but it's gone so like she's wearing all of the things that equal cool, but she's wearing them all at once, which yeah. equals bad. And you're best friends with Blake Lively,
yeah,
one of the most stylish women on the planet. Have
who does a
out
thing?
Your clothes.
She does a 2012
Go
thing.
To Blake's yeah. closet.
She does a thing.
Go to Blake's closet.
She knows
closet.
An aesthetic. I think all pop stars are good examples of what happens if you bully a girl in high school. I think you get the Lady Gagas, the ones who rise above and become powerful
you
monsters.
You get the Selena Gomez's who are just constantly depressed. Also stylish should be shot and killed.
You get the Demi Lovato's where you look on Facebook and you're like, ha, ha, ho,
okay.
I knew it.
We were dead on with that one. I mean, you famously bullied Dua Lipa.
I didn't bully Dua Lipa.
You bullied Dua Lipa in a college dorm room.
I did not bully her.
Who I have to say is looking really hot right now.
And listen, she's dating that guy Callum.
He's really hot too.
If you guys don't
Dua's
think that I'm not eating my
Dua's
words
doing.
Every day.
Every day. You made fun of the coolest pop star.
I
yeah,
did not.
She
let's,
rocks.
Let's erase that narrative. I was not making fun of her.
What did you say?
You laughed in her face when
I
she said
not,
I wanted
I laughed
to be
internally.
Famous.
You think I would ever be mean to a woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me looking around. No.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. You guys are bitches. I hate you.
Dua Lipa is dating. Can you bring up the guy
yeah,
for
I
Zach?
Can.
I
can. I
think he's a hot guy.
He's
Callum,
so hot.
There's no
Callum,
way.
Callum Turner.
And he talks like this. Wait,
he's
no,
British.
That was not it.
Wait, he that talks was not like
it.
This.
He talks like a, what's her name?
My Jewish grandma. No, he has like a peaky fucking blinders. Like he's
that's a that's ridiculous. Okay, I want to just rewrite
so
the record,
high.
Guys. I was in a dorm room. I was in 2012.
You can't rewrite the record.
I'm rewrite. Hey, check the record. Look at me, stenographer. Rewrite the record.
Rewrite it. Hey, I know you heard what you heard, but fix it.
Bitch, I never talk shit to women. Change it now.
I never said that in the courtroom. I never said what you wrote in that courtroom.
Believe gays.
Is there a picture of his body anywhere?
Of his, like, naked form?
Yeah, of course.
I don't
know. What the hell was that, Lizzie?
I don't know if there is.
Of his naked
that's
form.
Exactly what you were asking.
Okay, Lizzie's AI in that moment.
Lizzie's been AI
this
whole
time.
Time. That's why
you guys don't know, but Lizzie is AI. She's not
she's
even
there. She's ChatGPT. I'm off screen.
We're like this, typing in things for Lizzie to say.
I don't think that there's anything. There is, but when he was more scrawny. I think he's
watched that show.
I did not bully Dua Lipa.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Everyone's going to be like, fuck Zach. Zach is bad karma. Everyone's thinking that.
Isn't that a Taylor Swift song? Karma's my boyfriend. Karma is my boyfriend. That's true in this scenario. You're my boyfriend and this is karma.
Oh, fuck.
Karma is my boyfriend.
She just in 2012 said she was going to be famous. And internally, I scoffed. Little did I know that scoff was the last fucking thing I'd ever say.
Okay. Your final words being a scoff is so funny. On your deathbed. Being like.
Okay.
I want to quickly say.
Please.
Quickly say.
This is your podcast. This is your podcast.
This is your podcast.
Gabby has like the floor.
I did not mean it like that.
Callum, this guy, I started watching that show that he's on, the Angels of the Airway or something.
Okay.
What's it called? It's like him. It's Austin Butler, who's bad at acting, by the way.
Every actor is bad at acting, I think. He just really lucked out
with Elvis.
Elvis was so good. Everything else is so.
That guy who looks like that guy from Glee.
Masters of the Air.
Mm-hmm. He looks like that guy in Glee.
Yeah, but that guy in Glee was even hotter.
Wow.
And then Barry Keoghan's in it. Obviously, that's why I watched it. I watched 3 to 4 episodes of it. It's a horrible show.
Sure.
It is horrible. Remy, agree?
Separate trial.
He's going through it.
And it's, but it's all hot guys in like sort of fur jackets.
Cool.
And
that's, yes.
So I kept watching it.
Yes. Barry Keoghan.
A lot of this.
Yeah. Oh, I would wear all that.
A man in a captain's hat is so sexy.
I should dress sort of.
My ex from high school. You should. Good. My ex from high school used to wear like classic frat boy sailor cap everywhere. Wow. And I thought it was so hot.
Totally.
Shout out Joe Saker.
You are trying to get away from being that kind of girl. You are that girl.
At my core, I want like a New Jersey frat boy who will just be so mean to me.
I mean, I don't think with a really nice mom pills. Yeah. Nice mom pills.
It's pill mom and angry dad.
Who loves you.
Who loves me because he wants to fuck me and he touches like the back of my back.
I have never touched the back of a woman's back.
Men will immediately, because you're gay and you're literally, men are immediately on the lower back.
I see that sometimes how like guys, when they go around a girl, they'll like grab her hips and move it. And I'm like, sir, ma'am.
That was a big thing in our years. It definitely doesn't happen anymore. But when we were teens, if you ever went into a bar, men would literally just grab you by the hips and pull you towards them. Mm-hmm. That used to happen. If you're walking through the bar. You're walking through, like, to the bathroom, let's say, and men would just grab you.
Yeah.
It was actually, sometimes I think about that.
It's insane.
That was insane. And you would just literally just go like this.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's like,
or God forbid, if you were like dancing on the dance floor, I mean, you would literally get like pulled into
a man's chest,
and you're just like, no.
Damn, the Obama era. You could do anything.
It was Obama's fault.
We grew up in the Obama era.
Yeah. No, it was crazy.
Oh my God, that's...
And now men are such pussies.
They won't come up to me at all.
They won't come up to me at all. What? Find a middle ground, boys.
Yeah.
You can't put your finger in my ass in public, but also don't be shy. Come say hi. I miss you.
There's a middle ground.
I miss you.
I'm going to make love.
In this club. Oh, I forgot about Confessions. When he started singing Confessions, I was like, fuck.
Oh, I mean, I just can't. Music is not like that these days. There is no metaphor in music. Not that Make Love in This Club is a metaphor. Yeah. It's a beautiful metaphor.
It's a metaphor for global communism. And that's clear. It's a simile.
We are going to have to move on for sure if we want to talk about literally anything else.
I don't think we can. Okay, Gabby, do you want to go into our favorite original segment? What are you serving? Do you want to go or me?
I want you to go, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't done it in so long.
I can still do it.
Okay. I'm serving you a scuba suit. Have you ever worn one of those cinched ass fucking rubber little things that make your ass look good?
Literally your thigh snatch.
Your thigh snatch, back of your neck, tight, ripped up, literally boots the house down, but they're flippers.
They're flippers.
Okay, you got the tank of oxygen, which is like, speed it up. You can't be down there too long.
Can't
you know
be
what I
down
mean?
There too long,
you can't,
man.
You can't lackadaisically go around and you can't forget where you are. You can't forget who you are when you're in a scuba suit. Okay?
Fuck.
If you're down there living with the fishes and you get lost in their lives, what they're doing.
Yeah, and their drama.
Okay?
Interpersonal drama with the fishes.
You're going to die.
You'll die.
So I would watch your ass.
Yeah.
Okay? Anytime you go scubaing, I've never been. But scubaing.
Scubaing.
I'm serving scuba because I feel as sexy as you do in a skin tight outfit.
Oh my god, yes. Oh.
Do you know that sometimes like you could be by yourself? Often I am when I'm wearing a skin tight outfit, like a ball onesie. I have a thermal.
You putting on a skin tight outfit to just be by yourself is so funny.
There is nothing better than cricketing your legs,
yeah,
laying on the floor of your bedroom as a grown man, being in a skin tight outfit.
Wait, but we completely got it wrong, where we just found out that crickets don't make that sound with their legs, it's with their wings.
What?
Yeah,
Lizzie,
I wasn't there. When did we find that out?
Oh, maybe it was in a different group text.
That's upsetting.
Okay, fuck them. I'm all about cicadas now.
I'm honestly, I'm over crickets. I'm totally into cicadas.
I'm serving you scuba.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling sexy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling sexy. Something's changed.
Really?
Something's changed in my life. Girls, stop thinking of yourself as okay. Stop being a victim to the world. Start making the world a victim to you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. You want the world to cower in fear when you walk by.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Yeah. The wings.
Fuck.
That's fucking. We're gonna have to go back and like cut a lot of stuff out of the podcast.
I'll be working on it.
That's like 45 episodes worth of content.
Yeah, we've been talking about cricket legs so much. It's something we always talk about.
Oh my god, fuck. Well, yeah, okay.
Is there any? I'm sorry, not to toot our own horn, but is there any other goddamn podcast? I can't speak.
Hello.
Is there any other goddamn podcast that talks about crickets as much?
No,
I'm sorry. We're making original content over here.
Yeah.
Is there any content creators fucking cricketing? Okay, well, I think the cricketing makes sense.
I don't
know where the fuck that came from, but you know, it's like when the legs. You know,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Playing the harp with your legs. What else can we call that?
Huh. What you just said playing was pretty good.
Harping.
Really good.
Harping means something else.
I just realized that. You know when you say a word your entire life and then you actually realize what it's saying?
Yeah, harping.
Like, if you're harping on something, that means you're like...
I never thought about that.
I love that idea.
You're indulging in it.
Being like... And everyone's like, easy.
Easy. You're so stuck on the subject. That, wow, playing the harp. Okay, I'm serving you if you don't mind.
May I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Because I didn't get to finish.
Please.
Awkwardly.
Okay.
Scuba suit, feeling sexy, swimming to the bottom of the sea, picking up a clam. It's rotten. It's rotten. All right?
What happened to it?
I don't know. You don't know. It's rotten as hell. And then you're like, well, this is all I got. You go up there. You fucking try to pry it open. It's fucking not budging an inch. Okay? You finally get it open, though. Gold pearl. Next. That's the show. Tell you what I'm serving. I'm feeling sexy. I'm dealing with something that looks rotten and stupid. Inside is gold.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at La Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is
food.
Eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes, so just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal.
You can
seriously.
Choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that. Body cells.
Yep, and vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to serve you something that's also in the sea, if you don't mind.
Please.
I'm serving you Megalodon.
Yo.
I'm serving you Whoa. Prehistoric shark that's so goddamn big that people think it didn't even survive the Ice Age, but it did.
But.
It oh, did. God. I'm serving you at the bottom of the ocean. You've never even been here before. This is undiscovered by the human eye because it's so dark down here.
Better maps of Mars.
Better Google map.
We have better maps of Mars.
Yeah.
Have you known that, bitch?
I actually didn't know what you just said. I just said,
we
yeah.
have better maps of Mars than we do of the seafloor.
That's true. That you know that we've only discovered, I mean, explored 2% of this world's oceans. Yeah. 2%.
There's a lot.
There's a lot down there that we're not thinking
it's
about.
It's too deep.
And we can't go down. And you're going to say, you're going to go on the news, and I'm speaking to scientists right now.
All of them.
All of them. You're going to go on the news and you're going to say that megalodons are extinct. You don't know that.
Embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
You don't know that. You've never even looked. You've never even looked.
In your chairs.
In your chairs, your cameras, your labs.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Scientists have a real attitude.
They think they know something.
They find two pieces of evidence and they say, this is the truth.
They literally take a cup of water, they scoop out of the ocean, and they go, looks like sharks aren't real. Bitch.
This asshole went to the Jersey Shore once and looked at the sand and said, these big sharks aren't real.
Well, how could they be when the sand's so small? Idiot.
Idiot.
Think outside the box.
You're a fucking idiot.
I would say being a scientist is specializing in thinking in the box.
It's literally so pick me to be a scientist. The fact that scientists are out here typing up numbers, doing calculations, working with beakers in a lab.
Who do you want to press?
Who are you doing that for?
Who are you doing that for? A girl?
A girl.
A guy.
Okay.
All right.
Scientists are they're just like, I want to prove something so I could go on the news and chat about it.
What if you proved your self-worth?
Oh.
What if you got a big amount of money from a corporation to study for years your own self-worth? What would happen?
What would you find? Asshole.
That you're actually pathetic?
Scientists are pathetic.
What was that? Diatribe on scientists.
I think what we've learned is, please, episode title, Scientists Are Pathetic. Thank you. Yeah.
We're gonna get so much hate from
Surprise!
Scientists.
We're on episode 86 or something, and this is a God podcast.
And it's about God,
I think evolution isn't real.
Prove it.
Prove
again. Again for
so
me.
So you're gonna tell me I'm not a miracle. So a scientist in a lab is going to look me in the eye and tell me, I'm not a miracle.
I'm not God's special angel made from a cherub sent to a woman to give grace to this goddamn earth in God's name.
You're saying me, I'm just a bug me.
You're saying that I'm a little frog spotted on this little rock in the middle of nowhere, by the way.
You're not even going to tell you that this is a special planet?
I think God's pretty chill because he made my ass. Okay, so why don't you rethink the way you think?
I was doing crowd work with a girl in the audience the other day, and she was telling me that she was a God honest Christian, and that was really blowing my mind. In Manhattan, New York, you're drinking an espresso martini. That's not for you.
Yeah. That's not. You take it back.
You don't get that. You get
Merlot.
Yeah. You get Jesus's blood, and that's it. You can't have the godless drink, which is an espresso martini. That's an atheist drink.
I would say yeah.
I would agree.
Or at least Jews. At least Jews get that, because no, we need to stay away because we're exhausted and sick.
You guys get the other wine, the Manischewitz.
Manischewitz. I don't even know what the fuck is in that, by the way.
No one does.
No one does. Which juice, grapes?
They wait around a lot.
It's juice that's sat out.
Sorry,
so I'm doing the crowd work with this girl. And I'm like, well, what do you think about Jesus? And she says, I love him. And I was like, okay, well, let's go into that. What do you think about his body?
That's a great point to bring up because they have nothing to say.
Yeah. And I was like, and she was silent. And I said, I have opinions about his body. I'd like to hear yours. Silent. And I said, so you love Jesus so much and then you can admit that he has a hot body. Is Christianity not just a crush on Jesus?
She had nothing
to say to that.
Did anyone else?
The room was silent.
My comedy career. In the room,
silent. Was silent. Everyone was felt weird.
I won.
And no, everyone was on my side. I said, you have to admit now that you want, if you had the opportunity, you would fuck Jesus.
I mean, I think that's the thing. He's undeniably the hottest guy ever. All those Renaissance painting guys, like,
they really depict him well.
Well, they're all gay guys. They went to art school.
He's a carpenter, which is a hot gay job.
It's hot.
And also, everyone was so ugly back then. The amount of muffs running rampant. Mm. Jesus probably came out of their glowing skin, long, luscious hair, abs, being like, oh, that guy's a god because no one else is that hot.
Right. And like only a gay guy painting a picture would glorify a construction worker in the way that he is glorified. You know, like a girl would be like, he should get a better job. Like, you know, not even czar.
Yeah.
Not even czar.
Oh, you're not even czar. You're just working construction.
That's okay. Godson. Yeah. All right. Why don't you call daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Get a little upgrade.
Yeah. Because God, you bet Jesus is like
the most famous
Nepo
baby in history was Jesus.
I bet Jesus is like asking you to Venmo him. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. For that dinner. You know, after that last supper, he was like, hey, can everyone Venmo me $80?
And then that's why they killed him.
And that's why they killed him. Because they were like, you're fucking God's son. You can't afford to pay for it. It's your last supper.
He invited us to dinner.
And everyone knows that the whole rule is that if you invite us, we don't have to pay.
Well, I wouldn't feel like weird if like he didn't say that this was like his thing and he was really excited to have us there, and we were used the guest word, so it's like I don't know what I get.
And he like talks about his dad being God like so much. He talks about how rich he is. He always has a bunch of like literally hookers around, and no offense, like sex work is work, but sex, like
in the ancient Middle East,
he's literally gonna request 85 shekels from me. Like, you're rich, and like I'm a pauper, and like famously, like my whole family has leprosy, and he like knows that
my like girl has leprosy.
My girl has leprosy, and he like tried to heal her and couldn't. By the way,
made her blind. I'm not telling anyone. They're not writing that in the Bible.
Yeah, okay. They're not writing that in the Bible. They're not talking about that in the village. But he literally tried to heal my girl.
He like made her blind,
and he made her blind.
And she's like freaking
out. Freaking out. I'm like, we live on the third floor. Like, it's not handicapable.
What am I supposed to do? Everyone loves this guy.
I can't be like, hey, your miracles aren't working every time.
Story of Judas. Story of Judas.
I'm so on Judas's side. It's crazy.
Because he's like kind of a disciple in total goblin mode. Am I right, my girls?
Am I right, my girls?
What else do we do in this podcast?
Well, I mean, you have a couple more minutes before we got to wrap up. So is there anything else? I mean,
I want to talk about milk.
Okay. Oh, well, oh, there we go.
I think that we'll add this to a new segment called Just Desserts.
Okay.
When Zach's been right all along.
Okay.
Add a graphic, please. Add a graphic.
How is the segment called Just Desserts and it's about you never being wrong?
Because I'm getting my just dessert. You're eating humble pie,
there
bitch.
It is.
That's what's
there
going
it is.
On. Because Gabby's
okay,
taking
just
a big...
Okay, just salad is going to stew.
Is humble pie a salad?
No, you said just desserts, and that's a just salad. Is
oh,
a
that's a euphemism, Gabby. Just desserts. Am I right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've never heard that in my life.
It's yeah. It's for someone who is eating their words. You know what I mean? Someone who like
I've never heard
is
that
getting
in my
their
life.
Comeuppance. Okay,
is just desserts.
They're eating their just desserts. Justice desserts.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's cool.
I really like
it's
that.
It's really cool. It's like take a slice of humble pie.
Oh, I've heard that.
You're yeah. eating your just desserts.
We are just desserts, you and I.
I mean, that's why it has double meaning. You and me simply are
our desserts.
Peachy just keen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
no, we're a sweet treat.
We are just desserts here to be enjoyed.
Oh, that's our new merch.
Yeah, just desserts.
And episode title, maybe.
And episode title as well.
I like all scientists are gay or whatever we said.
I think we said all scientists are...
gay guys.
Are insecure?
No,
pathetic.
Something
pathetic.
Yeah.
All scientists are pathetic. I want that to be the title.
Okay. I think it's going to be fine.
We'll see. I love our scientist listeners.
I love
we
our
We love
scientists.
You guys. I mean, listen, you win. If this is a competition, you win.
You're going to be fine. We'll see what happens to us. All right. Yeah. Like, so chillax.
Like, we're comedians. Okay. I'd like to talk about milk.
Please.
In our next segment, Just Desserts.
Just Desserts.
When Zach is always right.
When I'm finally right.
Which I run around this city of Manhattan, New York, as well as Brooklyn. And I always say that Zach is the smartest person I know. I've said that a million times.
Totally.
I say anything. If you need to know how this can was created,
you know,
ask
so many
Zach
things.
Sidor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was
don't be mad at me
yeah.
for coming to the truth a little bit late.
I'm not mad at you.
Because
Gabby,
of society.
Gabby just does this thing where like, if I say it out loud, she thinks it's like, she's like, no.
Yay.
And then she'll wait for like I said, via text, Jessica Chastain on a podcast to say the same thing I did for you to be like, that's right.
Well, you have to understand you're a guy and you're also of Mediterranean descent.
That's already 5 points against me.
That's, yeah. We have nothing in common. I mean, okay.
Look at me. We have nothing in common.
You and I have nothing in common. The fact that physiologically, you and I could be different species, okay? You could wake up, put legit shit on your face, and you have glowing skin, okay?
It's true.
You don't shower for a while, and you look, and pores are as clear as day.
Well, maybe it's you're thinking of it from the wrong perspective. Maybe my skin looks good because I don't constantly shower. I mean, I shower. Let's rewrite that for record. I shower.
You did say that, and I was like, sorry.
I shower like every day or every other day.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Not now. Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from?
Where is this coming from? I've lived with you.
I showered.
You
showered. When she wasn't taking a luxurious bath, I got to shower once a week. Yeah.
Listen, your body is not my body. And my body is not your body. Okay? Not to brag.
Rats.
I look more like a young boy and you're a man. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when I hear you say put beef on your face.
Beef tallow, which is the fat of a cow.
Yeah, when I hear that coming out of your glowing mouth, I think I could never do that.
Of course he thinks that.
Of course he thinks that.
He's not. Of course he thinks that shit he's rubbing on his face is doing something.
Is doing something. So I need to take a different route and go on a podcast with a bunch of blonde women.
Of course.
And hear what they have to say and what they're doing. Okay. Mm. So I was listening to this insufferable health podcast.
I love those.
It was two girls honestly yapping. And I loved every second.
Yeah.
And they were talking about cooking with beef tallow because warming up oils is not good for you for some reason.
Seed oils are bad. That's why every guy looks like Fran Drescher. That's why, guys. Seed oils are bad for you.
Turns out seed oils are bad for you,
yeah.
But only when they're warm.
Yeah.
If they're cold, they're fine. So you can't use olive oil and avocado oil when you cook things because apparently it's bad for some reason.
It burns it while you cook it, making carcinogens. So you're just eating carcinogens.
So, okay. So I order, I order beef tallow to cook with.
Awesome.
Okay. And then while I was on there, it advertised to me a beef tallow for your skin. And because these girls who were hot said, I put beef tallow on my skin. I said, fine, I'll finally try it. This is a confirmation of what you said.
I will meet you halfway and say I was right the whole time.
I'm saying you were right the whole time. I haven't gotten it yet. It comes in this week. And then also,
I'm like nervous for what it's going to do to you.
Oh my God, yeah, I can't wait for your skin to peel off.
Yeah.
You're like, Zach! I'm like, you said it.
Zach!
Well, whenever I use your skincare stuff, I break out.
Yeah, because you use the strongest stuff too soon. Okay.
Good point.
Thank you.
Okay.
And secondarily, I'm going to start drinking milk now because I watched another episode of that podcast where the girl says that oat milk is bad for you.
Oat milk's bad.
Oat milk is so bad.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's just, it, like she says, I saw that clip. It's just starch water. You're just like soaking it in like dough and then drinking dough.
Carbs.
Yeah, carbs.
And of course,
this is an anti-carb podcast.
I love carbs, but you're not supposed to drink them. It was first thing in the morning, they say.
Yeah.
I think
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm just saying nothing's hotter. I don't know if you guys agree, but like when I see a big buff guy, him drinking a big cup of milk, that's hot to me. Well, I think that's evolutionarily my body being like, his body can make more bodies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Well, my mom famously, some of my trauma growing up is that my mom told me that if I drink a gallon of whole milk a day, I will grow boobs because she had double D's and I'm working with what I'm working with, which is a chest plate and okay.
A tunic.
So you see, I was vulnerable.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said. That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
It's true. No. It's true. So I was vulnerable and weak. Yeah. And my mom said, do this and I'll make you have big double D's like me. No.
Well,
I would drink a gallon of whole milk a day. So then I got turned off to the flavor because
insane.
It was like,
that's
so much milk. That's so much milk. And like, think about like, I'm at school for a lot of the day. Yeah. So like, that means I did some damage up top in the morning. Yeah. And then I had to chug the rest
of it all day.
Night. And you know, famously, when you go to high school in America,
they're giving you milk any chance you get.
Well, yes, but you have, you know, you have breakfast at home and then you have lunch at 11 a.m. mm-hmm. And it is, it's pizza in a square shape.
Yep.
Right?
And milk.
And then when you get off school, you go to Panera Bread, famously.
Which is pizza.
Which
in
is
a square
pizza
shape.
In a square shape. And you get soup in bread, in a bread bowl. And then you go home, and 1 hour later, you have a full pasta dinner with your family. And you have, I mean, there's not even a moment to drink water in a day growing up.
No wonder millennials are wrecked.
We are wrecked because we are eating every 25 minutes.
And we're like,
oh, my God. And then within that circuit, I am chugging whole milk.
I mean, hey, I think it worked because look how gorgeous you are.
No.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
And that was the milk.
It was clearly the milk. But I will say my skin was pretty good growing up. And my skin didn't get bad till I was in my 20s.
I mean,
I went vegan in my 20s, famously.
You guys know how far, I almost said right, but how far.
How far right we go?
No.
You guys don't even understand how far right we go.
How far.
On this gay podcast. Oh my God. I was on a meet.
Relax.
Gabby's looks like a.
Oh my God. I was on a meeting today.
Cool.
With a tech company.
Why?
Okay. Because we were chatting. And
are you getting out of this and joining tech?
No. It was about me making dumb content for tech.
Perfect.
Totally.
And they were amazing. It was a straight man who was like, I love your podcast so much.
Shout out.
And I was like, no, you don't. And he's like, yeah.
He's lying.
And I was like,
a straight guy?
That's insane. And my whole team was on the call. And we all were like, that's awesome.
You?
He was like a bro.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the bro.
And shout out to the bros.
And he described it as, he says, you're just chatting about life and the energy is so good.
Oh! Hey! Just wait till he listens to this Usher episode.
Yeah,
Vibes are good.
The vibes are really good.
Yeah, so shout out to him.
Love.
We hate scientists though, so don't listen to that part. I don't know. To me, tech guys and scientists.
It's a bit.
Wait, there's another thing I feel like we haven't mentioned.
I was in London.
You were in London, England.
Yeah, but I worked the whole time.
It was Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day.
I was
on a Delta flight.
You were on a Delta flight.
What did he do, Lizzie?
Kyle and I went to, this is embarrassing. We went to the Olive Garden in Times Square.
That's your thing. Though.
That's not embarrassing.
Thing.
That's so normcore
we
that it's
cool.
We
love chain restaurants a
lot. Cracker Barrel. So
I know. But I'm vibrating right
we
now.
We went to the Olive Garden in Times Square and split a plate of spaghetti. And then we went and saw Wicked on Broadway.
You had a Christian couple day.
We had a Christian couple day.
Like the Midwest who came here for the first time.
Yeah,
did
it
you
was
go to
like
the M&M
we
store?
Tourists.
It rocks.
Did you go to the M&M store?
No, but
it
we
rocks.
Walked by it.
It's the best place in New
yeah,
York City.
Yeah, I've been.
It took me 10 years time. Of living in New York City to finally go, and I was like, oh, I get it.
That's crazy. Yeah. I went when I was 10.
I've never been.
That's crazy.
Sorry, my family didn't go to New York.
Yeah.
Really? You live so close.
Sorry. We were busy getting divorced.
Okay. So were mine.
Okay, relax.
I would say people always are like, oh, Little Sisters downtown. Oh, go to a Cipriani, whatever.
The
best part of New York City is the M&M store.
Totally.
Hands I'm talking down. About hot spots. Oh, go to
the
Lavo.
Club.
Oh, go to Lavo to club. No, go to the M&M store and then go home.
I don't think you guys understand. It's not just like you buy M&Ms and it's over.
No, like it's interactive.
It's interactive. You can print something on M&Ms. Huge. The technology is there.
That was the tech company I met with today. M&Ms.
You're the voice of the pink M&M. They should make one.
I would fucking kill. I would kill to be the voice of the pink. I would kill both of you.
Thank you.
And with no remorse.
This is my nephew at the M&M store.
Yes.
With the blue M&M.
The blue is the cool one.
The blue is the cool one. The blue's the hot one, Derek.
They all have personality types. Blue is cool. Yellow's dumb. Red is crazy. Green is slutty. And the brown one is UN ambassador. We've mentioned.
Famously, we've talked about this. We love M&M.
I know.
But
if
the green is not that anymore. First of all, they made the green a lesbian.
She's slutty. She's slutty to me. You can't.
She's not slutty anymore.
A slut can't change her ways.
Can you Google the new green M&M? She used to be in, and I quote from the M&M's website, white hot dancing boots.
On the go boots.
Oh, sorry. It was white hot on the go boots. That was cataloged in her description on the M&M.com.
This wasn't like
they
a
gave
wicked...
her sneakers. That's what happened. They took away her
my
boots
God.
And they gave her sneakers.
And they dissolved her lip filler.
They dissolved her lip filler.
I want
and she used to have a cat eye, and her cat eye's gone.
Ew, those shoes look like shit. She looks like shit.
The shoes are bad.
I'm too busy shining to throw shade, and she sold out.
And
she's not cunty anymore.
Yeah. She used to be like, I think all these other M&Ms are phonies.
Do you want
to
hear what's on the website about her?
Yeah.
This is from the M&M website. The question is, what's your best quality? Because obviously they're interviewing the green M&M.
Of course, yeah.
She says, being a hype woman for my friends, I think we all win when we see more women in leading roles. So I'm happy to take on the part of supportive friend while they succeed.
They're taking her stardom away.
Then they ask, what are your hidden talents? And then
she says,
dick in every hole.
Wait.
Dick in every hole, one hole in her mouth.
This is her hidden talent. Unfortunately, being inexplicably lifelike is all I have to work with, is what they wrote on the website.
Wait, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
She's like, actually, thank God you asked. They gave me nothing. They took away my white hot on the go
boots.
That's what she's saying. She's throwing shade. And she goes, they put me in trainers. They put me in fucking trainers.
And she's being a bitch because she's like, no, I'm happy just being on the sideline.
I'm fine just rooting on my girls.
That is the most fucked up corporate bullshit. They took away her stardom, her slutty, her lip filler.
They stripped the green M&M of her truth.
And they did. There's one more question. The question is, any past transgressions that still haunt you? And the answer is...
What the fuck? Why are they asking an M&M?
You should be like, what do you like to do?
What's your favorite season? Not what haunts you in this life?
Israel-Palestine,
What haunts you? No, this is literally from this store. I don't know.
I would love...
This intern's having a blast.
I would love to see the green M&M's thoughts on the war in
on
Gaza.
The war.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
So the answer is nothing... haunts me, haunts is in air quotes. My motto is live and learn and move on.
Oh, this is the most boring bitch on earth.
No, she's like, hey, I actually have a lot. If we could go off the record for a second, this corporation's killing me. They're stripping me of my truth. On the record, nothing haunts me. I'm fine.
I love how in air quotes,
I don't hold grudges.
I read that as like her being like, well, nothing haunts me.
Necessarily. I'm fine. First of all, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Secondly, I don't hold grudges. It's actually fine.
I can't believe they did that to our girl. Okay. Yeah.
Can you see if you could find her old bio? I have it on my computer at home somewhere.
I just want every girl out there to just never let the man take away what makes you.
Your white hot on the go boots.
Your white hot on the go boots. Because Big Brother is going to try to dissolve that filler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So cover your mouth and run.
That bit. Ew, I'm disgusted. What they did to our girl.
What they did to our girl, to America's girl. You think we relate to the brown M&M, the UN ambassador? No. All of us girls in Manhattan, New York, and abroad related to the green M&M. And then you stripped her of everything, and you didn't even take out her buccal fat. If you're gonna strip her of her personality, make her look
hotter.
Like it.
Make her at least hotter.
Yeah.
Oh my, I'm like kind of freaking out right now.
No, yeah.
I'm like freaking out. Like they gave her a lobotomy.
Yeah.
Like they gave her.
She's not even the green M&M anymore. She's the matcha M&M. That's what they did to her. They made the green M&M matcha.
Okay, go woke, go broke. Okay. Oh my God.
I unfortunately can't find the OG bio, but we'll save it for another episode.
I'll find it.
They scooped out her nut.
I'll find it.
We do have to wrap up.
Ew.
No, the nut one, the peanut M&M is the one that's going crazy because he's like, I have an M&M inside me, but no one believes
him. Oh, the orange, the body horror orange one.
That rocks. That rocks.
The body horror one.
He has a pretzel inside of him, but no one believes.
I don't believe him.
I swear. God, I feel it.
Not this again. No, please. No. I swear. Oh, my God.
I can't believe they gave one M&M body horror as their personality and then stripped green M&M of everything.
I'm just so happy. If you were to say like pop culture's iconic duos, it's like you and me. And then that's the end of the list,
and
guys. So I think, and that two M&Ms, the red and the yellow.
Yeah.
And our two types, honestly.
Yeah.
Did you agree or do you hate me?
I agree. And that's actually today's episode.
Guys.
Give me wings.
Surrogates first. We have two surrogates this week, and I love you. First, we have, this is just their username. They didn't give their real name, but it's
classic, kind of cool.
Lucy Lou 192.
It's Lucy Lou.
Lucy Lou 192. It's Lucy Lou.
L-O-O.
Oh.
To be clear, L-O-O.
She's disguising herself.
She's using a pen name.
Spelling her name wrong.
She's using totally. A pen name, clearly. Ghostwriter, clearly.
Lucy Lou 192. Literally get in my ass. I love you so much.
Say the full thing for me again.
Lucy Lou 192.
Lucy Lou 192. Look at you. Get over here, you my boo thing. I love you. Okay.
Slant rhyme.
And that's a slant rhyme for you.
My boo thing.
Yeah, my boo thing. Okay.
Lucy. I love the name Lucy.
Great.
I've always said if I had a daughter, I'd name her Lucy.
Lucy, Sophia. Sophia's going off for Gen Alpha. Every little girl I feel like
I can't believe
Sophia.
They're Alpha. I can't believe there's going to be a whole generation of Betas.
Yeah.
If there's Gen Alpha, then it comes Gen Beta.
Well, we got to hurry up or all of our kids are going to be. What's that? What's C? Theta?
Cut.
Charlie?
Gen Cunt.
Gen C.
Gen C? But no, it goes by...
I think it's Charlie, right? Isn't it Alpha, Beta, Charlie,
Grecian numbers?
Oh, is it Grecian?
What are they doing? Is there a rhyme and a reason to this?
I don't know who started the generation
baby
thing.
Baby boomers.
I know, but like, I don't think they started. I think the news said baby boomers.
Oh, weird. So it's going to be... So after Generation Beta, which is 2025 to 2039... If it keeps, then the next one will be Generation Gamma and then Generation Delta, which I don't really get.
Delta.
Yeah. But then, like, before that, before baby boomers, it was, like, the Iron Generation.
Oh, the greatest generation.
Yeah, the greatest generation. So it's, like, they made shit up and they're, like, oh, we need to, I don't want to keep. This I don't want to keep lot. Coming up with this.
Yeah.
Could we just figure out a thing?
I like that ours has like a unique kind of like
millennial.
Yeah. It's like, woo, we made it. Yeah,
hey.
Because we're in the new millennium.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, back the new.
But wouldn't shouldn't have that started at 2000?
I don't know.
Well, so we were like children, like becoming a human beings in that time period.
I don't know.
And also, to that being said, circling back to Usher.
Yeah.
Okay. That era of music that was really big in the early 2000s. I'm going to say I just came to be. I bet it was because of 9/11.
What?
That all that good music came out because the world was like going crazy.
Oh, so sad. And
so sad. And then hit once 2004 hit Mean Girls. Usher, Cassie, Me and You, Kiss Me Through the Phone. Okay, Renaissance.
I think I can still remember the number. Kiss me through the 678-999-8212. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's in my ass. Okay, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, that was all for you.
That was Lucy Liu, that was all for you.
And then our final surrogate this week is Jen Mendez.
Jen Mendez. She's on her Instagram all the time.
Jen.
Jen Mendez, I believe, if I'm correct. Wait, let me check before I make it.
I'll just say something in general. You look amazing. Okay.
Keep
Jen
talking.
Mendez, I can't believe that you wore that outfit, put on those nails with your press-ons. They look amazing. Okay. And then you went on to patreon.com and you clicked for us. Okay. I love your ass.
Oh, keep going. I have a photo.
I really love your ass.
Yeah,
let me see.
Yeah, this is her Patreon photo.
Oh, you already have it?
Not putting it on blast. Oh my God, she's so cute. Jen. Oh, she's holding a martini.
Yes. So Jen. Remember at our live show?
Yeah.
The girl that was like, I did anal for the first time on Fire Island. That's Jen.
Jen.
No, we know Jen.
Jen, you're like, oh, you have a kid. You have two.
Jen, we love you. Our twins.
Oh,
honey.
My God. Bitch, anal on Fire Island. I'm happy now you understand how this process will work
now
together.
Yeah. Now you've already practiced.
That counts as one of our childs.
Yeah.
Children's.
Children's.
I love you, love Jen. Thank you so much for
Jen DMs me funny things sometimes and I answer.
Oh my God. And yeah. Jen, get ready to fucking get your shit rocked. Okay, on our Patreon, because we have extra fucking podcast episodes, and that's for everybody also who's listening.
Yeah, say it.
We have extra episodes. We have funny little things we do. Sometimes Gabby and I will do a goddamn mukbang.
We'll do a mukbang. Right? Sometimes Zach has a spell up there. We have all of our podcasts, but if you've like absolutely plowed through the podcast as you should,
it's addictive.
We rail you, you plow through us.
It's awesome.
Before that, Zach and I had another podcast for like 3 years called Unabashed Podcast.
It was basically our virtual diary.
Yeah.
We say shit, we name names, it's a disaster.
It's really bad. That is only on our Patreon. So if you want to listen to that,
we sort of
out.
Have to take it off public spheres.
Yeah.
Put that on Patreon. So why you check
Can
out
you
that.
Check if it's still up on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, I think we've done this before and it's not.
Okay, good. Just stop.
Thank God. Thank God.
And we're going to move over to our Patreon now. We'll see you
over
there.
Well, we have to give each other wings.
Oh, yeah.
We do have to give each other
wings. I love you so much. Look at me. I missed you. When I was in London, England, I was lost. I was lost and alone. I said, I'm so bored. I was watching a lot of TV. And yeah, I have friends out there, but I didn't even want to see them. I just wish you were there because you take me out of my shell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love your ass.
Thanks.
I love you. You being gone was not chill. Mad at you.
Thank you.
Okay. I love you so much because I feel invincible next to you. I feel like you and me can like okay, say an army is pouring in over the hills.
Yeah.
You and me look at each other, look at the
Run!
And we'd get away.
We'd get away.
Or if we were to be captured by someone, they would definitely keep us in the same cage.
Yeah, they would have to.
And we would be like mirroring each other.
With the hanky-panky where the bullfrogs run from bag to bag, singing eep, ap, eep, ap, ap, skittle, diddle, curdle, pop.
Like the evil villain would come to the cage where he's holding us and he'd be like, I gotta go. And we'd be like, no, we want to show you something. We did this cool dance.
Watch us.
Gabby, do it.
It's a party every week, baby. Corey in the house is
Corey in the
saying.
House. Well,
I just
where
said,
on earth did that come from?
Out of fucking
the
nowhere.
Vault.
I just Corey started singing Corey in the house, a story about Raven from That's So Raven's brother.
The sequel series.
Yeah, who became a chef, who was the son of the chef of the president.
Yeah.
What? And had nothing
that
to do with psychic powers.
Awesome.
It had no more psychic.
It was just a slapstick comedy.
But in that universe, psychic is real.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're going to be moving into the Patreon. Also, wait, Lizzie.
Hello?
I hope you know that I post thirst traps online for your husband.
For my husband, yeah.
I post shirtless
pictures. And I post them online for you.
Hell yeah, thank you.
And that's why
we're going to... Thank you for seeing what mommy needs.
We're going to help you out. We're going to help you guys out.
I also was thinking today, because I've been daydreaming about either starting a giant corporation or moving to the woods.
Okay.
Hopefully we could do both.
Open to
either. And I was just thinking about like who would be on my team.
Yeah.
And I would make you the president.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be the president. Like I would need you. I would be like...
You're investor vibes.
Yeah, I'm in...
You're the founder.
I'm the founder.
I'm the president.
Yes.
What about me?
Intern.
I'll take
you. Unpaid internship.
You don't have a job, but you have an office.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do I have a salary? That's all I care.
No,
of course not.
You get paid hourly just to see if you show up.
You get minimum wage.
I'm kidding.
You get paid stocks. In bonds. We already believe something. No, of course you get.
No,
I really don't believe you guys.
You get a salary.
You get products.
I feel like products. What? I get a fucking box in the mail.
Yeah.
Like every other influencer.
You're gonna unbox.
You get unboxings.
Really? You wouldn't have me in your corporation at all. I'm a great idea guy, and my body looks amazing.
No, I get that. Yeah. I would have you as idea guy.
Yeah, like lead researcher, and then it's just very general.
Let's not do research. Let's do more.
Why? Because all the research I do is correct.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's
the
true.
People,
you are lead researcher.
You know the people who create ice cream flavors?
Sure.
That's you. That's like we give you your whole little thing, and you get to
name
up with
nail
stuff.
Polish.
How come you're gonna give her like CEO?
Don't compare yourself to Lizzie.
And then all of a sudden, like I'm like getting like a toddler's job in like the back room, so I don't cry.
Everyone's like, "Do you know Zach's like just Gabby's best friend?"
No,
I'm kidding. You're gonna found the company with me, you idiot.
Co-founders.
We're moving on to the Patreon.
We're going to hash this out on the Patreon.
Well, yeah, you guys want to see a friendship
ending fight?
Go to the Patreon.
You want to see a best friendship end in flames? We're moving on to the Patreon. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.